This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Prime Minister urges calm, vows justice over Sunsari violence. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chair convenes all-party meeting on the situation. Finance Ministry plans dedicated desk to address business concerns. Guru Purnima and Byas Jayanti being marked across the country today. And powerful earthquake kills at least 13 people in southwestern Japan. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Palendra Shah has expressed deep sorrow over the recent violence in Dewanganj Sunsari and pledged justice for the bereaved families, compensation for those affected and legal action against those responsible. Taking to a social site, the Prime Minister paid tribute to the deceased, wished the injured a speedy recovery and appealed to the public to remain calm, reject violence and help preserve social harmony, mutual trust and religious tolerance. Meanwhile, the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers said free treatment has been arranged for the injured through the Ministry of Health and Food Safety. It also said the Ministry of Home Affairs has formed a committee to investigate the incident and recommend measures to prevent similar occurrences. The committee has been asked to submit its report within 7 days. In the meantime, fresh clashes were reported in Dewanganj yesterday evening, prompting security forces to intensify efforts to restore order. In response to the situation, the Sunsari District Administration Office has reimposed an indefinite curfew in affected areas under the Local Administration Act. The order prohibits gatherings, assemblies and public movements until further notice. Meanwhile, an all-side harmony meeting in Dhanusa district has reaffirmed its commitment to protecting social harmony and religious tolerance. The meeting resolved to take strict legal action against those involved in violence, vandalism, arson, hate speech and the spread of communal hatred through the social media. Participants also pledged to work together to strengthen peaceful relations among all communities. In a related development, chairperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamichhane, has called an all-party meeting in Kathmandu today to discuss the Sunsari incident and explore ways to maintain peace, communal harmony and national unity. Representatives of parliamentary parties as well as parties led by Upendra Yadav, Mohanta Thakur and C.K. Raut have been invited to attend. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial has held consultations with the chief whips and whips of political parties represented in the House of Representatives ahead of Thursday's parliamentary meeting. The discussion focused on ensuring that House proceedings are conducted in an effective, systematic and dignified manner while upholding parliamentary norms and values. Participants also discussed ways to make parliamentary business more result-oriented and to maintain continuous House sessions until before the Dasai festival, as the government has committed to providing adequate legislative business. Representatives from both the ruling and opposition parties stressed the need for cooperation to address public expectations through effective parliamentary functioning. Concerns were also raised over the delay in registering new bills despite repeated government commitments, with opposition lawmakers urging the ruling side to ensure that pending legislation is tabled in Parliament. The meeting concluded with a shared commitment to resolve differences through dialogue and build consensus so that parliamentary proceedings can move forward smoothly and peacefully. The government is preparing to establish a high-priority response desk at the Ministry of Finance to address concerns raised by the private sector and improve Nepal's investment climate. Speaking at an interaction with entrepreneurs yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle said the proposed desk will coordinate with relevant ministries and government agencies to resolve legitimate business concerns promptly and replace delays in decision-making with a more efficient response system. The finance minister also added that 42 economy-related laws are being amended or repealed, while reforms will focus on supporting existing industries, encouraging new investment, strengthening the financial sector, and implementing budget announcements on schedule. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timal Sinha has said the government is pursuing policy, legal and administrative reforms to encourage non-resident Nepalese to invest their knowledge, skills, technology and capital in Nepal's development. During a meeting with representatives of the Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA, in Kathmandu yesterday, the minister said the government is creating an investment-friendly environment with priority given to information technology, artificial intelligence, data centers and digital infrastructure. Minister Dr. Timal Sinha reaffirmed the government's commitment to good governance, citizen-centric service delivery and digitalization, while NRNA representatives pledged their support for government initiatives related to digital transformation, e-governance and artificial intelligence. The Ministry of Health and Food Safety has appealed to doctors and hospitals to ensure uninterrupted health services, saying medical care is an essential service that must remain available around the clock. In a statement yesterday, the ministry urged all concerned not to obstruct hospital services despite ongoing protest over the recent attack on a doctor at Narayani Hospital in Birganj. It also expressed serious concern over attacks and misconduct against health workers, warning that those responsible would face strict legal action, while stressing the need to ensure a safe and respectful working environment for medical personnel. Meanwhile, healthcare services have been disrupted in several parts of the country after the Nepal Medical Association suspended outpatient services except emergency care in protest against the assault on a doctor at Narayani Hospital. Guru Purnima, also known as Ashar Shukla Purnima, is being celebrated today by paying tribute to teachers, mentors and spiritual guides for their invaluable contribution to knowledge and hearing and learning. The day holds both religious and cultural significance, with devotees honoring gurus who guide people from ignorance to knowledge. Educational institutions are also observing the occasion as Teachers' Day, with students expressing gratitude to their teachers for their guidance and academic support. The festival is also observed as Vyas Jayanti, commemorating the birth anniversary of Sage Ved Vyas, who is traditionally credited with compiling the Ved and authoring the Puran, making Hindu scriptures more accessible to generations of learners. Similarly, on the occasion of World Tiger Day today, Nepal is releasing the findings of its fifth National Tiger Survey, which will provide updated information on the tiger population and conservation status. The survey is expected to help shape future conservation efforts with a greater focus on reducing human-tiger conflict, strengthening habitat management and promoting coexistence between people and wildlife. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. At least 13 people have been confirmed dead after a powerful earthquake struck Kumamoto Prefecture on Japan's southwestern island of Kyushu on Tuesday. Rescue teams are continuing search and rescue operations amid widespread damage caused by the quake and a series of aftershocks. According to Japanese authorities, the earthquake measured 6.8 magnitude, although it was initially estimated at 7.1. Rescue workers are searching for people trapped in a partially collapsed shopping mall, where several deaths have been confirmed while others remain missing. More than 60 aftershocks have been recorded, prompting authorities to warn residents to remain alert for further tremors. Japan, which lies on the Pacific Ring of Fire, is one of the world's most earthquake-prone countries. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over the Himalayan and hilly regions, as well as the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudurpashchim provinces today. Likewise, partly cloudy conditions are likely in the Tarai regions of Madhes and Kosi provinces. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain or snow at some places in the Himalayan region. With the possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at many places in the hilly region. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at some places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudur Pashchim provinces and at a few places in the Tarai region of Kosi province and Madhes province. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Pashchim provinces along with one or two places in the Tarai region of Sudur Pashchim province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon trough lies close to its average position over the eastern part of Nepal, while over the western part of the country, it is located north of its average position. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 21 to 23 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Prime Minister urges calm, vows justice over Sunsari violence. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chair convenes all-party meeting on the situation. Finance Ministry plans dedicated desk to address business concerns. Guru Purnima and Vyas Jayanti being marked across the country today. And powerful earthquake kills at least 13 people in southwestern Japan. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast. And for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.